The following is an extract from Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's Terre des Hommes, translated from the French by Louis Galantière as Wind, Sand and Stars, in which the author describes his experiences as a commercial pilot in the 1920s. The passage that I'm going to read is from the first chapter, where he describes how one of his more experienced colleagues teaches him a bit about Spain the night before he's due to make his first mail flight. But what a strange lesson in geography I was given. Guillaume did not teach Spain to me. He made the country my friend. He did not talk about provinces, or peoples, or livestock. Instead of telling me about Guadix, he spoke of three orange trees on the edge of town. "Beware of those trees! Better mark them on the map." And those three orange trees seemed to me thenceforth higher than the Sierra Nevada. He did not talk about Lorca, but about a humble farm near Lorca, a living farm with its farmer and the farmer's wife. And this tiny, this remote couple, living 1,000 miles from where we sat, took on a universal importance. Settled on the slope of a mountain, they watched like lighthouse keepers beneath the stars, ever on the lookout to succour men. The details that we drew up from oblivion, from their inconceivable remoteness, no geographer had been concerned to explore. Because it washed the banks of great cities, the Ebro River was of interest to mapmakers. But what had they to do with that brook running secretly through the water weeds to the west of Motril, that brook nourishing a mere score or two of flowers? "Careful of that brook. It breaks up the whole field. Mark it on your map." Ah, I was to remember that serpent in the grass near Motril. It looked like nothing at all, and its faint murmur sang to no more than a few frogs. But it slept with one eye open, stretching its length along the grasses in the paradise of that emergency landing field. It lay in wait for me 1,000 miles from where I sat. Given the chance, it would transform me into a flaming candelabra. And those 30 valorous sheep ready to charge me on the slope of a hill. Now that I knew about them, I could brace myself to meet them. You think the meadow empty, and suddenly, bang, there are 30 sheep in your wheels. An astounded smile was all I could summon in the face of so cruel a threat. Little by little, under the lamp, the Spain of my map became a sort of fairyland. The crosses I marked to indicate safety zones and traps were so many buoys and beacons. I charted the farmer, the 30 sheep, the brook. And, exactly where she stood, I set a buoy to mark the shepherdess forgotten by the geographers.